Welcome back to the Business of Government Hour. I'm your host, Albert Morales, and this morning's conversation is with Dr. Richard Beck, Director of the Office of Planning and Performance Management at the U.S. Department of the Interior. Also joining us in our conversation from IBM is Jeff Smith. Rich, we've talked a lot about program evaluation and assessment, and you began to touch upon some of the strategic level assessments. In other words, going beyond just individual program evaluation. Can you elaborate just a bit more on the importance of doing this?
The thing that I particularly am interested in a lot of times is that we can basically review the piece parts. And I don't mean to minimize the effect of them. I mean, this is where the rubber meets the road. Programs basically get the job done. They deliver the services. They make it happen. But what ends up happening in an organization this large, and then consider what Congress has to deal with and the executive office has to deal with, well, how does all these efforts all work together? How do they cut across? How do they all come together? And what does it mean on a national scale? I think we always need to make sure we keep the right context for what's happening programmatically. So how do these program components work together or at least contribute to what we're trying to achieve at the national level? Along with making sure that our programs are running right and effectively as possible, I think we also make sure we have to have the context of how all those contributions basically feed together and what we're trying to achieve at a policy level. And that's, again, where the strategic plan starts to come in. And we need to assess our progress, particularly in the terms of the outcome and the results at that level. And that's where it's most applicable, is at the strategic level. So are we achieving our outcomes? Are we achieving our goals? And outcomes, again, are in terms of results, not just in the number of reports that are issued or the number of visitors who come through, but what's the effect on the visitors? What's the effect of those reports? Are we really changing things and making things different? I also think that the executive office and the Congress, anybody who basically works at a government level, is interested in seeing how these things all fit together, because I could see where you can come up to a committee and or a subcommittee, and you talk about all your programs, how well they're doing, what they're achieving, and that's really great stuff. But at the end of the day, they've fallen in love with 300 programs, or in our case, 70. They've fallen in love with them, and they realize that when they added up all the money, it's like, well, oh gosh, I'm still a little bit short. What am I going to do? And I don't mean short about you need more, you've got money left that you haven't spent yet. I'm thinking about more like you've got 10 pounds of sand in a 5-pound sack. How do I figure out how they fit together? How do I get them all to pull together? And that's why I think the outcome results-oriented perspective is important. And we still need to make sure that all this works up and supports and relates to what's happening in a strategic context.
So on this topic of policy, could you tell us a little bit more about Presidential Executive Order 13450, which is entitled Improving Government Program Performance? Tell us a little bit about the purpose of this policy and what's outlined in the order.
I think when you look at similar legislation, I know this is an executive order, not exactly like the CFO Act, but then again, an executive order does have the force of law. This is for the performance community what the CFO Act did for the financial community. This is basically codifying the importance of looking at performance, evaluating your performance, demonstrating your performance, and using it as part of your planning process. And so the executive order basically puts that at that level to identify that this is an important thing that agencies need to engage in and do so very visibly, have it penetrate through your organization, and you want somebody in the organization to basically spearhead what's going on across the agency as large as it is and make sure that those efforts are coming together. And that would be in the performance improvement officer. And technically for the Department of the Interior, the Performance Improvement Officer is Paul Hoffman, who is the Deputy Assistant Secretary for Human Capital, Performance, and Partnerships. So that's important from that standpoint. And then in my position, I fulfill the role as Deputy Performance Improvement Officer. And so we look how this is all coming together. And I think it just basically, the order just basically highlights the importance of it and the usefulness of it too. Performance, basically, they're your programmatics. When you're putting your budget forward, you need to be able to explain, well, what's this money going to help me achieve? When the Interior Department, the National Park Service, put forth a proposal to add additional money to the Park Service budget for the Centennial Initiative so that national parks are basically ready for the 100th anniversary of the National Park Service, along with all the usual goals as far as I could just mention, is to say that, well, we want to make sure the parks are ready for this. We want to make sure that they're ready for the next 100 years to basically still intrigue visitors and engage them in recreational opportunities and still protect our natural and cultural heritage. Along with that, wouldn't you want to know that, well, what's this money going to mean? If I start to tell you how many or what percentage or how many historical structures maybe could be brought into a desired condition or a good condition, how many more acres basically could I help snatch from invasive plants, basically ruining them? If I start to tell you those things, even as far as what the increase in visitor satisfaction would be, I start to reach into give you more of a rationale. If you were, you know, congressional representatives and even the executive office, I think I start to give you a feel for not just what the money is for, but what it could actually achieve as far as results are concerned. So it helps put that in those kind of perspectives.
As you just mentioned, you know, we believe you were designated as your agency's first performance improvement officer, which is a position created by the executive order. Can you expand on the responsibilities that this entails? And did this order formalize work that was previously being performed?
Oh, it formalized work that we were already underway with. The performance improvement officer is looking at how planning and performance are being used across the department. And when I say being used across, I just don't mean by bureaus. I also mean, is it in your human capital program? Do you have individuals who see in their individual performance plan, not just am I, you know, doing the right things, but also in terms of program results? Do you see a link to a strategic plan performance goal and a performance measure? Do you share in the amount of, you know, timber that's being put on putting on the market for sale? Do you see how you relate to basically improving the land or the condition of the animals or the habitat? So it does reach across that and to see if all those are working and to help advise the secretary as far as processes go that effectively not only see that this information is being used and applied at program levels and bureau levels, but also how does it feed up at the department level, particularly as far as our approach for implementing the executive order. What we look at is how do I find a hierarchical arrangement for all the performance assessments that are going on across the department so they start to feed up. I can put them on the desk of the interior secretary. I can put them on the desk of bureau heads and such, and they can see what's going on in a way that just doesn't bog them down in a whole bunch of details. The idea is they can start to see where things are, how things are going, and say, well, I think I want to look here. You know, if we start to categorize representative performance measures in terms of positive performance, meaning more for less or the same amount of money. Sustained performance means that, well, you're getting basically the same level of performance for the same level of funding. And then we have things that are considered to be challenged. Well, I can see what's working good. I can see what's kind of on, you know, it's doing fine. But then I particularly like to look at these areas. And it gives them the opportunity then to figure out, well, where do I want to dive down and go deeper? Realizing that the next level down or the next two levels down the organization, well, they have more of that detail. So I'll go from representative performance measures to programs that feed into that measure. I get more details through the part assessments for those programs. And then if I need to go down to the project level, well, there are folks who have their information as well that ties up. And so the performance improvement officer is to make sure that those kind of processes are in place and that information is not just being collected, but it's also being used.
You mentioned a minute ago the human capital aspect, and the order states that each PIO will include measures and personnel performance appraisals. To what extent are you involved in this area, and how do you work with the chief human capital officer to ensure the performance plan of the executives are properly linked to Interior's key strategic goals?
I think the answer to that is very closely. I mean, this is something that even before the executive order, Kathleen Wheeler, who is our deputy chief human capital officer, she came to me and she said, well, you know, I really think that we need to have a link from individual performance to the strategic plan measures. Well, then individuals get to see how they link into that and how their performance affects that. Yeah. So she invited me early on to craft the standards that are placed in the performance plans of every SESer, and then also, too, I like to jokingly refer to as every man, woman, and child who works for the Department of Interior, and it tiers down into their performance plans as well. So I helped craft that with her. I even participated in the training when these processes were put in place, and we went out to various regional areas and bureaus and talked about how this works. I went along and helped in the training, get people indoctrinated into that. I believe that I know Paul sits on the review board, particularly for the SESers. Every SESer that works across the department and its bureaus, their performance evaluation basically comes forth to a centralized review board. And that's one of the things they look at is, are they contributing to that performance? And the thing to always be careful about in that is that, you know, there are some individuals who say, oh my gosh, you mean if I don't meet my target, I'm not going to get my bonus or my performance award or something along those lines. And again, I mentioned before about goal met, not met. We make sure that we put a process in place that just doesn't put your performance in tune with the quantitative target, but also what's happening qualitatively. So, I always kind of say, don't forget the explanation box. So if you work for the Minerals Management Service and you realize that, well, I'm into safety and inspections, and no, I didn't do as many safety inspections of offshore drilling rigs this year as I was supposed to, you want to make sure in the explanation you put down forward that, well, I didn't reach that target, but I was able to reestablish the operations within 7 days when my building, my facility was leveled by Hurricane Katrina, because, well, the reason why I didn't do as many inspections was a little busy with that. Plus, there were basically oiled rigs that you couldn't inspect because they needed to be repaired from the damage of that. So let's make sure that, we have to make sure that we use this in a responsible way. And again, well, that's what we're looking for. We want to tie individual's performance to what's happening. So so we are very much involved, and we've worked together on that.
In addition to your agency level responsibilities, I understand you're also part of a government-wide performance improvement council. Can you tell us about the council and its subcommittees?
The executive order basically formalized that group into a performance improvement council. And obviously the executive order was reviewed with this group, and we continue to discuss ways of implementing it. We share ideas through that council. Like one of the subteams that I'm particularly interested in is referred to as the Reporting and Transparency Working Group. And what this this basically works on, a fancy name for a group who looks at the performance and accountability report, looking at the results of the PAR pilot that was conducted over the last year, which allowed agencies to break from the one single voluminous performance and accountability report and to build an annual financial report, an annual performance report, and then construct a highlights report. And how effective was that? Was it good? Was it bad? And what happens is that when you run something like that, well, you start to see all sorts of creativity comes on. All agencies start to come up with different ideas and ways to arrange things. And particularly the so-called highlights report, I think, was a real winner from the point of view that put together a report that shows the good and the bad of what you do performance-wise. Just don't talk about, it's called the highlights report, but next year it was going to be changed. That name's going to be changed because highlights meant to be kind of the key things that are happening, but not just the good stuff. Put in the good stuff, put in the bad stuff, make sure it's a balanced report. And that was one of the key things that we thought was really beneficial. And we wanted to compare amongst agencies. Well, who did what worked well, what didn't work well. The other thing we looked at was the notion of not only having an annual performance report, but trying to integrate it into budget justifications. And that kind of got mixed reviews. We always want to put performance information to help justify our budget. We want to put that in there. But an annual performance report, you have to start talking about getting your strategic structure and your goal structure to match up with your budget structure. The other subgroups deal with looking at more useful purposes for PartWeb. PartWeb is a good tool for being able to display the performance results that are being evaluated against programs to the public, particularly through expectmore.gov. And what other information can we put in there to find a place where instead of me dropping a voluminous report of 300 pages on your desk in front of you and saying, well, it's in there somewhere. So I tend to look at the reporting and transparency thing I'll just mention is that I still think that there's the ability to put together a pretty citizen-oriented report that gives you a sense of the performance and the costs associated with it. I'd like to see if we can still do that.
So Rich, as you and we only have about a minute left, but as you reflect on this body of work, what do you envision the next president or perhaps the next secretary will inherit in terms of a performance management framework, either government-wide or for that particular agency?
Well, I think for at least for the Secretary of the Interior, I think what we've got is we've got ourselves a roadmap. For the new group who comes in, what I'm looking for is that, okay, broad organization we've talked about, we've sized that up and such, but this is a roadmap. This helps you see the framework. I sometimes refer to it as like a Christmas tree. It gives you the framework of what's going on across the department and its bureaus. It's a place to start. See what looks like it's working well. See where you may want to drill down and look a little bit more. When you see how much work is being done in invasive plants, for example, is that enough? Do you want to do more? What's your sense of that? And I would like to think that with plans in place to try to pull out a summary or a more highlights-oriented, well, I shouldn't call it highlights, but a more using key indicators or representative measures to kind of capture things at a more executive level, I think that, you know, that could also work for the executive office as well, that the president could see, well, what are the key things that you're doing and see this roadmap and how well is it going and get a snapshot on that. And but it still leaves room for saying, well, okay, but what about energy efficiency?
What does the future hold for the Department of the Interior and the establishment of the Chief Performance Officer? We will ask Dr. Richard Beck, Director of the Office of Planning and Performance Management, to share with us when the conversation about management continues on the Business of Government Hour.